Good morning, this is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India to import crude oil from cheapest, best quality non-sanctioned sources, says government. BRICS 2026 Sherpas meet in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls the grouping a valuable forum for international cooperation. Bangladesh prepares for parliament voting tomorrow as minority leaders and Islamic scholars show support for Bangladesh Nationalist Party. In Nepal, 12 people killed in a bus accident near Manthali of Ramechhap of Bagmati province. Sacred Devni Mori relics of Lord Buddha set to return to India from Sri Lanka today. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan defeat USA by 32 runs in a Group A clash in Colombo. The government has said India will continue to import crude oil from the countries where it is cheap and of the best quality, and the Indian oil companies will purchase oil considering the geopolitical situation and non-sanctioned sources. Top officials of the Ministers of External Affairs and Commerce conveyed this to Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs headed by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor yesterday. Mr. Tharoor told reporters that the meeting was attended by 28 of the 30 members and it was extremely effective. Mr. Tharoor said most of the time the meeting was devoted to the Indo-US trade deal and India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA, and all subjects including Russian oil and agricultural products were discussed. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar interacted with BRICS 2026 Sherpas and country representatives yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that as BRICS completes 20 years, it stands as a valuable forum for international cooperation, consultation and coordination, taking forward its people-centric agenda. The minister added that he values the suggestions and perspectives brought in by different delegations to advance BRICS 2026 priorities of resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability. The two-day Road to AI Impact Summit 2026 kicked off at the Symbiosis International University in Dubai yesterday. It is organized in collaboration with the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi. The event is a precursor to the AI Impact Summit in New Delhi to be held from the 16th of this month. It brings together policy makers, academics and industry leaders to explore the purposeful use of artificial intelligence and its societal impact. Ambassador of India to the UAE, Dr. Deepak Mittal, and Consul General of India to Dubai, Satish Sivan, among others, attended the event. The Association of Manufacturers of Ayurvedic Medicines, AMAM, has hailed the India-US trade deal, calling it a positive and stabilizing development for the pharmaceutical sector of the country. Talking to media president of AMAM, Dr. Pradeep Multani said, the interim framework provides crucial policy certainty as pharmaceuticals, particularly generic medicines, will remain protected from adverse tariff measures, ensuring continuity of exports to the US. Mr. Multani underlined that pharmaceutical companies play a vital role in delivering high-quality, affordable medicines to millions of American patients.
India-America bilateral trade agreement is a positive step for the pharmaceutical industry, especially at a time when the world is in need of affordable and reliable medicines. The Indian pharmaceutical companies have gained confidence from this agreement because there is no threat of excess tariffs on generic medicines at present. This agreement makes India a strong and reliable healthcare partner.
U.S. Trade Representative USTR Ambassador Jamison Greer described India was a viable option for U.S. companies seeking to diversify away from China, noting its manufacturing capacity and workforce strength. On the recently concluded framework of the India-U.S. Interim Trade Agreement, Greer expressed optimism, saying India is really committed, adding that India have started expanding some of the commitments with respect to purchases. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today, seeking to press him to adopt a tougher line on Iran's ballistic missile program in the next round of talks. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has said discussions will be focused on energy and deregulation.
Here at the White House, the president will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a bilateral meeting. The remainder of the week will be focused on energy and deregulation.
This is Akashvani and you are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. As Bangladesh prepares for voting in the 13th Jatiyo Sanshad elections tomorrow, minority leaders and Islamic scholars have expressed support for the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, while concerns remain over violence and the election environment. A Dhaka correspondent reports a delegation from the Bangladesh Puja Ujjapon Parishad and the Hindu Buddhist Christian Unity Council met the BNP Election Management Committee at its office in Dhaka yesterday. Minority leaders said the meeting was a courtesy visit and focused on issues of security, inclusion and the overall election situation. We have a report.
More than 2,000 candidates from 51 parties are contesting the polls, with voting set to take place from 7:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon on February 12. Security has been tightened nationwide, with nearly 9 lakh personnel deployed. However, clashes between rival party activists and allegations of voter intimidation have raised fresh questions over how peaceful and fair the election will be. Naval Singh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
The sacred Devanagari relics of Lord Buddha are set to return to India today after a week-long public exposition at the revered Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo. The holy relics, which were taken abroad for the first-ever international exposition, will be escorted back by a high-level Indian delegation led by the Governor of Madhya Pradesh, Mangubhai Patel, and the Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Main, along with senior Buddhist monks and officials. A large number of devotees from across Sri Lanka visited the Gangaramaya Temple during the 7-day exposition to pay homage to the relics, marking the event as a major spiritual and cultural milestone. The exposition was inaugurated by Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake and was described by Sri Lankan leaders as a blessing for the people of the country, while thanking Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India. The historic exposition has strengthened the centuries-old spiritual and civilizational ties between India and Sri Lanka and reinforce India's role as a custodian of global Buddhist heritage. In Nepal, 12 people were killed and 8 people were injured in a bus accident near Manthali of Ramechhap of Bagmati province yesterday. The bus was heading towards Okhladunga from Kathmandu when it plunged into Tamakoshi River at Mansantar of Manthali municipality. Injured were taken to different hospitals for treatment. 10 of the killed passengers have been identified. Police have taken the bus driver into custody. In Canada, 10 people were killed and dozens injured after a shooting at a school in Canada's Tumla Ridge. Police further confirmed that the gunman also died from a self-inflicted injury. The police officials confirmed that 6 people were found dead inside the high school. Another person died on the way to the hospital and 2 more were discovered at a residence believed to be connected to the incident. Investigation is underway. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that he is devastated by the horrific shooting at a school in the British Columbia district. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan defeated USA by 32 runs in a Group A clash at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo last night. Put into bat first, Pakistan scored 190 for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Shaibzada Farhan with 73 was the top scorer. He was declared player of the match. In reply, the USA team scored 158 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. Shubham Ranjani with 51 was the highest scorer for USA. In another match, New Zealand defeated UAE by 10 wickets in the Group D clash at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. Today in the Group D match, South Africa will take on Afghanistan at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 11 a.m. In a Group B match, Australia will face Ireland at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo from 3 p.m. And in the Group C match, England will take on West Indies at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai from 7 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India to import crude oil from cheapest, best quality non-sanctioned sources, says government. BRICS 2026 Sherpas meet in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls the grouping a valuable forum for international cooperation. Bangladesh prepares for parliament voting tomorrow as minority leaders and Islamic scholars show support for Bangladesh Nationalist Party. In Nepal, 12 people killed in bus accident near Manthali of Ramechhap of Bagmati province. Sacred Devanagari relics of Lord Buddha set to return to India from Sri Lanka today. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Pakistan defeat USA by 32 runs in a Group A clash in Colombo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.